Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Good morning and welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
This week, we are going to be talking about how to live to the full potential of your identity in Christ.
And we're in a series talking about our identity in Christ, which is so important. If you're going to live in a way that is lasting freedom, you're going to need to have your identity in Christ as like in your subconscious nature. It just needs to become second nature to you, first nature to you, really. But we want to start with an ALC recommends, The Bondage Breaker, the book called The Bondage Breaker by Neil Anderson. This is an older book, but I'm finding that many people still need the principles in this book. And if you're struggling with curses from your past, bondages from your past, things you can't break free from, addictions, demonic forces, strongholds, this book will help you get free faster. So it's called The Bondage Breaker by Neil Anderson. And it's got study guides. It's an older book, so it's on all the formats, and it's got study guides. It's got all, but if you'll just read it and do what it says, you will be surprised at how it speeds up your freedom in Christ. So as an ALC recommends. Okay, let's read the scripture and then go into how to live to the full potential of your identity in Christ. I'm just going to use Romans 8:15 for today. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And let me just ask you a question. You've been in church most of your life, or all your life, really. And I've been in since I was 15. Have you noticed a problem with God's people that sometimes there is this Christian schizophrenia kind of in church?
For sure.
Yeah. What would you say that looks like? Well, I mean, when you say we notice a Christian schizophrenia, what are some of the descriptions you've seen that identify that?
Well, it's the, you know, you're one way when you're there on Sunday morning and another way when you're at school on Monday, or
that's you the classic
have to,
problem.
Or you have to spend 3 hours repenting early Sunday morning before you can get to church because of what you did Saturday night.
That's another classic problem.
Or what was the, I heard a funny one the other day. It was an interview and it was this guy claiming to be a preacher and he was faking it. But anyway, the guy said, "Well, preach now." And he said, "Well, today is Monday. I don't mess with the Lord on Monday." but I think it even can turn into not just acting one way, but it is you are a totally different person at church than you are anywhere else.
I see it even with the most faithful where they... I love the Lord. I really do. I'm passionate for the Lord, but I've got this extreme failure in my life that has not been overcome yet. You've got a form of Christian schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And that is, by the way, normal. The Apostle Peter had this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lord, I'll die for you. And then he denies him three times. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you'll see this. And the apostles James and John had this, you know, Lord, we want you to do a favor for us because my mom gave to your ministry. And oh, what's the favor? Well, we want to sit at your right hand and your left hand. Oh,
you know not what you ask.
You know not what you ask. But on the other hand, you know, let's talk about washing feet instead.
Yeah.
See, you see this. It's normal. How do we reduce that Christian schizophrenia? I believe it is through our identity in Christ. What happens is when we receive Christ, we receive the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who then becomes one with our spirit. But the problem is that after the Holy Spirit has become one with our spirit, we're born again, we're one spirit with Christ, one spirit with God, we're not one mind with God, and we're not one emotions with God, and we're certainly not one will with God. And so this is where your Christian schizophrenia comes from, is in my spirit, I'm one with God. I'm born again. I am, but my mind is all over the place, and my emotions are all over the place, and my will is all over the place. It's not one with God, and therefore I live in kind of a schizophrenic world. And if you want to grow, what the process is I'm going to start controlling my thoughts, and my mind is going to start thinking the thoughts of Jesus by learning scripture, quoting the scripture, right? My emotions are going to start feeling the emotions of Jesus. That's joy and peace and love is not an emotion, but I start feeling love. I feel less jealous. I feel rejoice with others when they win, all of those things, right? I feel less envy, less covetousness. And then my will, meaning my choices, I'm going to start making better choices. But this is the growth process. How do we speed up that growth? Or how do we become more consistent with the fact that I'm now a child of God? I cry, Abba, Father. In my spirit, I cry out that God is my daddy. And it's through your identity. It's gonna be, I'm starting to identify with Christ more. All right, so let's spend the rest of our time for today talking about how to narrow the gap between Jesus's character and my character, between Jesus's thoughts and my thoughts. So let's spend, what does that process look like? And it starts by, for me, it starts by acknowledging there is a gap.
For sure.
If I don't acknowledge there's a gap, I can't grow.
Yeah.
Because I'm lying about it.
Yeah.
So I start by acknowledging that there's a gap between my character and Jesus's character. There's a gap between, and I don't let people talk me out of that gap either. If there's, if the gap exists, the gap exists. I start by acknowledging that I've got a little Christian schizophrenia going. Okay? So for me, it starts by acknowledging.
Yeah.
Then what are you doing to narrow the gap
to
live in your full potential and your identity in Christ?
Yeah. I mean, it's something that we say often, but it's really easy to drop one of them, and it's the three keys. You ready? The people of God, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so easy. You say it and you're like, well, of course, that's what we need to have. But it's so easy
Hold that thought. I had a guy that I was at the Dayspring School of Supernatural Ministry, which is really cool. We've got three ALC people in that school now. But he was teaching on, he said, my life has been a life of threes. And I found it interesting. And he has some weird stuff that have been in threes. All of his life, everything seems to is like, so, you know, the dates always fall on the threes for him. He said, I learned just to recognize God in the threes for my life, because it's been weird how much God has done that for me. But I thought of the threes, and you know, the three three is a symbolic Bible number for fullness, complete wholeness. So you listed out the three. If you have two out of three, you'll never be whole.
You're not complete.
You're not complete. You need all three. So what are the three again?
Yeah, so you've got the people of God, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God. If you want to change your thoughts, you got to fill your mind with the Word of God.
Yeah.
If you want to change your motivations, you got to fill your life with the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
If you want anything measurable to happen in your life, you have to have the people of God around you to not just keep you accountable, because I think people think of that in a negative sense.
Hey, I'm going to give a controversial statement.
Oh, here we go.
Have you found it to be amazing how bad the failure can be where a person is full of the Word of God and the Spirit of God, but not the people of God? the failure is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. How is that possible? Because the Word of God and the Spirit of God are from God.
Yeah.
And yet, if the people of God are not a key part of the package, it's nothing but failure.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's because it's not complete. So this is going to be an extreme analogy. But let's look at the essence of completeness. That'd be the Trinity, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Imagine if we didn't have one of those, mm-hmm. any one of them. So like, imagine we didn't have the Holy Spirit. So you would have a gap between you and the Father because of your sin, but then Jesus would have paid for it, but now you have no power in your daily life to do anything about it. And Scripture teaches us that the Spirit that salvation comes through a work of the Spirit of God. So, well, you'd be up the creek without a paddle at that point because it's not complete. So obviously it's an extreme example. But you could have the Word of God and the Spirit of God, like we said, and then what's the point of your faith?
Yeah.
What is the point? Because every person that you would lead to Jesus would be you spending time with the people of God.
Yeah.
But you're not doing that.
Right.
Because that part of your life isn't there.
Yeah.
So it sounds silly when you talk about it, and maybe we're using hyperbole in some of this.
Oh, no. I've felt Christian schizophrenia in my life. And I see it in beloved people in every church I've ever been in.
Yeah. I think it is the people of God that most people get stuck on.
Yeah.
It is the people of God.
Yeah.
The people of God are messy. And so I was starting to say earlier, it's not just that we need accountability. It's that in the people of God, there is affirmation.
Yeah.
And there is friendship.
Yeah.
And there is community.
And the greatest deception is when you look on a local church and say, well, they're a bunch of hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
They are. It's we're growing.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of the process. But but maybe they're closer to God than you are because you're letting a hypocrite stand between you and God, you know? Mm-hmm. The growth is part of the process. You know, I heard a testimony at this school. It was a former pastor speaking, and I don't want to really just apply it to one area, but it applied. He was talking about how he, as a pastor, got into pornography and got addicted. And he didn't say whether he was always addicted or he got addicted. I don't know. But he got to the point where he wanted to get free. Now, he's a pastor. He's got the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. How are you going to get free? The people of God. Mm. So he went down and talked to his pastor and said, I have a problem. Mm-hmm. And that starts the process. He was an elder and he had to sit down from being an elder because he was addicted. Mm-hmm. And he was a pastor. I had to sit down from being a pastor, mm-hmm. which means now you have the element of shame. Mm-hmm. And he told the story, and it's a redemption story, but it was so interesting because he was describing the process. I had to decide, do I really want to be free or not? Mm-hmm. And, you know, my family's taking damage because of this thing. Mm-hmm. It's hidden from them. Mm-hmm. But the enemy's got full access to them because of this thing in my life. And he's saying, I had to decide. And when I really wanted to be free, I had to bring that third component in, the people of God. Mm-hmm. And then he described what that process looked like for him, you know, of the people of God being brought into his process of freedom. Mm. So there's one illustration of needing all three. And we'll talk about this all week long, but how to live to your full potential and your identity in Christ. Listen, if you got Christ, you are a son and you are a daughter of God. Learning your identity is really the secret to really experiencing the full potential of that.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.